glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's there. Everyone.
Well, hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's May 7th, 2013. A saying that I use oftentimes in Israel, be flexible, plans change. Such is the case this morning. My special guest, due to scheduling changes and conflicts, this edition of Mark and Friends means there's me, and then you're my friend this morning. So with short notice, I guess what I'm going to do is try to replicate some of the remarks that I made recently at the prayer breakfast where I was asked to speak and share on the topic of prayer. A number of people have asked me, how did it go? We were praying for you. What happened? And those that were in attendance, thank you, God, for them. They were encouraged or blessed or challenged or assured they learned some things, or it gave them a great idea of the prayer warriors that we have behind this radio ministry. So picture yourself in this crowded room with a number of other like-minded believers gathered at the early hours of 6 a.m. You've had a light breakfast. You're enjoying some coffee and juice. There's been some worship time, and then Pastor Stephen Lombardo introduces me, yours truly, Mark Burns, says some kind words, and I step up to the microphone before you. This was my opening line, and in fact, it's a realization I came to and discussed on one of the morning programs that I truly believe that I've been riding on the prayers of many saints, many of you, for many years. Though I've prayed oftentimes, I believe God has been answering the collective prayers of many of you on behalf of this radio ministry. So I hope over the next 20 minutes, I'll kind of cover for you five specific areas of prayer that have been answered. And the five areas I hope to cover are praying because of Jesus, praying specific and being surrendered, praying God's help in leading, praying because of prodding, and praying big. A couple are kind of personal testimonies, and then three deal very clearly with this radio ministry. All glory to God, and thanks to you that have been praying on behalf of this radio ministry. So my opening line was, if this was a 12-step program, I think I'd introduce myself as, I'm Mark Burns, and I struggle with prayer. Or I'm Mark Burns, and I'm prayer impaired or prayer deficient. I then went on to say to everyone, come on, be honest. When that alarm clock went off this morning, did you wake up and say, good morning, God, or good God, it's morning? Well, when Pastor Lombardo emailed me a few months back to speak, I initially thought, for whatever reason, I'd be speaking about the radio ministry and it'd be a rather easy assignment, as I love sharing what God is doing through Great News Radio. Then I looked on my calendar and saw that the date he requested fell on the National Day of Prayer. As I read his email more closely, I thought, wow, share on prayer. So needless to say, I've been praying a lot more lately. So let me make a few disclaimers or qualifying remarks before I open our time in prayer. Imagine in your mind the Atlantic Ocean. Picture the expansive reach of the water, the awesome waves, and the sheer enormity of it all. Now, you got to picture this, everyone. I'm holding up a glass of water. Now, look at this glass of water. I'm telling you, this is about all you're going to get from me in comparison. The topic of prayer and the vastness of the subject are daunting and a bit overwhelming to try and cover in 20 minutes, let alone 20 hours or even 20 years. So I think it best that I try to focus on a few specific life lessons that I've learned over my 40-plus years of communicating with God. Now, don't get me wrong, prayer is not complicated, hard to do, or confusing. It's simply talking and listening to an almighty, sovereign, and awesome God who loves you and has your best interests in mind. Because of who God is and His character, we can approach Him and know Him and feel comfortable and even confident in His presence. At least that's how it's been for me, and I hope is true for you, or will become an ever-increasing reality in the days ahead. So let me open in prayer, and then I hope to share four or five specific answers to prayer that God has used to change my life. The five areas I'll try to cover are praying because of Jesus, praying specific and being surrendered, praying God's help in leading, praying because of prodding, and praying big. Father God, I pray right now as I share some of my testimony and story and the various ways you have answered prayers. May what Sheridan said bring you glory and draw people closer to you as a result of them engaging in their own prayer life with you. You're a God who delights to answer prayer, for your word says, cast your cares on him because he cares for you. Because you care for us and because of your character, I know you love to bless those that draw near to you. So help us all in this time as we focus on the topic of prayer, and I give some very specific examples from my own life and from the life of this radio ministry. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let me begin with the first prayer I can really remember saying. It happened about 43 years ago at a camp in Wisconsin. I was attending a youth retreat and huddled around a campfire with 7 to 10 other boys. The evening began with a speaker in the lodge giving a salvation message about this God who loved me and gave his son Jesus, the Christ, to pay for my sins and pave a way for me to have a relationship with him. The message went to my heart, and as we left the hall for our cabins, our camp counselor had us meet at the campfire under a brilliantly lit, star-filled sky. To this day, I remember the conviction of being a sinner, knowing I was far from God, seeking forgiveness of sins, asking Jesus into my heart, and knowing at that very moment God answered my prayer, welcoming me into his family. So I guess one foundational principle of prayer I learned early is the importance of having a personal relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the access point of speaking to and hearing from God clearly. Point two, praying specific and being surrendered. In 1988, Jewel Food Stores offered me the position of store manager, resident supervisor of the Jewel Food Store on Neal and Green Street in Champaign. I moved down here in 1 week and began my search for a home. I always dreamed of a home in the woods, as it's where I first connected with God and thought that would be a special place to live. The hunt began and I looked at a lot of options and various possibilities, but none fell into place. I prayed very, very, very specifically, and my realtor knew to look for a home in the woods, near water. The home had to have vaulted ceilings, a fireplace, and room to entertain. At one point, when a few possibilities didn't come together, I knew God wanted me to give up my dream home idea. That Sunday, I remember clearly saying, okay, God, not my will, but yours, as maybe you want me involved in a campus ministry or in the thick of things in Champaign-Urbana. Beginning that following Monday and Tuesday after praying that Sunday, I started at my church in Urbana, going down various streets near campus looking for homes for sale. Wednesday arrived, and that happened to be my day off, and it was one of those mornings I just felt or sensed God was up to something, and this has only happened a few times in my entire life. Next thing I know, my realtor calls and says she knows of a house that has not gone on the market yet and thinks I'd be interested. Needless to say, 2 days later, I was moving in, and the house is on 8 acres, in the woods, on the Sangamon River, vaulted ceilings, a fireplace, and a great place to host and fellowship with friends and family. I learned anew to be specific when praying to God and be willing to give up your will for his way. Point three, praying for God's help and leading. And this involves many of you because this was part of the launching point of this radio ministry and many people were praying. The details and circumstances would take at least a few hours to properly set up and convey, but suffice it to say, after many people praying and seeking God about a new Christian radio station for our area, circumstances led me to be in Washington, D.C. for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in 1994, and because of God's providence, I met up with someone working on bringing Christian radio to our area. One of my first responsibilities was to look for towers around the area, specifically near Fisher. So I prayed and said, okay, God, I know nothing about towers. Help me find success. Next thing I know, I'm heading down Route 47 on a Friday night with a butter-fingered blizzard in my hand, and there off to the west is a tower in the Foosland area, so we go and check it out. No identifiers on the building or tower, so I stop by and briefly visit with a neighbor that owns the farm next to the tower. She states, I think Illinois Power out of Paxton owns that tower. Well, I file that information and think, tomorrow morning I'll call a friend who I know works for Illinois Power and ask him for any leads or someone that may help us find who owns the tower and move this project forward. So I prayed up some more and go to sleep. I should also mention at this time in my life, I was coordinating 500 men going to a Promise Keepers convention in Indianapolis and was literally getting dozens of calls every day about tickets and accommodations, as I had rented 10 buses, a university dorm, dozens of rooms in a hotel, and a part of a gymnasium. Anyway, as the phone began to ring the next morning, and knowing that people would be asking me about the Promise Keepers event, I planned to just answer one call that morning, as I already had 20 people on a waiting list, and with the conference just 5 days away, I knew there'd be no chance for additional people attending. So the phone rings and I answer. Hi Mark, this is Bob. I'm wondering if you have any tickets for Promise Keepers. No, Bob, sorry, no chance, as I have 20 people on a waiting list and there are no more tickets available as the Promise Keepers event is sold out. But please, at least put me on your waiting list for 2 tickets. I repeat, there's no chance you'll be able to go. He replies, please. I say, okay. So then I say, where are you from? As I had never met or heard from Bob before. Paxton. Huh, I say. Question, do you know anyone that works at Illinois Power out of Paxton? Why, you ask, says Bob. Oh, long story, I'm involved in starting a Christian radio station, and I was told by a neighbor near a tower in the Fuslin area that Illinois Power out of Paxton owned the tower. Nope, replies Bob, not Illinois Power, but Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative, and I'm the chairman of the board. Can you imagine? Of the millions of people in the world that could call me, the fact that he called the next morning, happened to be from Paxton, the fact that the tower neighbor gave me wrong information that led me to even ask the question, which was even rare and outrageous for me to just ask a perfect stranger if he knew anyone from Illinois Power out of Paxton, and the fact that he happens to be the chairman of the board. What a major God sighting, kind of a divine appointment that was an answer to prayer of many people and kind of confirmed to my heart that God was all involved in this radio ministry. So needless to say, Bob got tickets to the Promise Keepers event, and we've remained on that tower and have a studio in the building below the tower these last 17-plus years. So, be always praying for God's help and leading, as you just never know what God may be divinely orchestrating. Point 4. Praying because of prodding. My pattern for many years as I arrived to the radio tower, and all these tie together, do you see how it kind of fits? Coming to Christ in the woods, wanting a home in the woods, launching into a radio ministry, God orchestrates the tower project. I go out to the radio tower generally about 6 times a week for at least those first 10 or 12 years. So back to praying because of prodding. My pattern for many years as I arrived to the radio tower is to read scripture, usually going through my tower Bible in about 2 years. Well, this one Saturday, I happened to be in the Psalms, thinking to myself, ah, it's Saturday. I'm here to work, to get in, to get out, to go home. But something told me, do my reading. I briefly resisted and justified my position, hey, I'm just here to work, but then began to read Psalm 38, Psalm 39, Psalm 40, coming to verse 5, which says, many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you plan for us no one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. It was as if God was saying, gather men together throughout the listening area to sing and declare my wonders. Needless to say, God orchestrated a number of things to pull together the singing men of GNN that is now in its 14th year, representing men from various denominations and life experiences, from physicians to farmers, professors to plumbers, programmers, pilots, men of all ages. We've recorded 2 CDs, have presented in dozens of various venues, including singing with Bill Gaither and other artists, singing the national anthem a few times before the Harlem Globetrotters at U of I men's and women's basketball games, football games, volleyball, and hockey, along with dozens of other outings throughout the area. Lessons learned, stay in the Word, and God may just surprise you with ideas, concepts, leadings, and a host of adventures. Let me also say here that it has been my personal practice for as long as I can remember to always ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten my mind and help me understand God's Word each and every time before I begin reading. Oh, it looks like I have time to just finish up with this last major answer to prayer. This is called Praying Big. Some of you have heard the story, but All glory to God. This is my Red Sea miracle that I'll forever remember. It was the last day of our fundraising campaign to raise $78,000 as a down payment on WGNJ. The check was to be written that day and dropped into the mail that night. We had raised $70,000 and needed $8,000 more. The day's mail had not been opened yet, but it was one of those times I just had to trust God for the results. We had worked hard and prayed hard and done all we could do, so I spent 10 hours that day at the 50th Tower building painting and getting things all set for the new station. It was around 10 p.m. when I finally got to the post office and began my unusual practice of sorting all the mail according to size. Small envelopes in the front, which tended to be the radio donor envelopes, and the larger ones in the back, typically bills and junk mail. Well, as only God could set me up for this one, I briefly tallied in my mind the check totals as it came to about $3,000 as I was just leafing through them all. I was now to the last envelope, and it looked like junk mail. But for a brief second, I thought, wow, we just need $5,000 more, and then we'll make our exact total. Wouldn't it be cool for God to have this last envelope have the exact amount of $5,000? I knew God could do it, but was that realistic? I mean, I've heard of people needing an exact amount, and then they pray, and don't you know, they get a check for $173.62, the exact amount they needed. But sometimes when I hear that, I'm thinking, are they embellishing the story? So part of me thought, God, I know you can do it, but I totally understand if it's not your will. Maybe I just didn't want to get my hopes up. While I opened up that last envelope and come to find what I thought was one of those Verizon wireless checks that if you sign up for service, you get a reduction in price. Then I look again and thought, oh, it's one of those Ed McMahon Publishing Clearinghouse checks. How nice. I've won. You know how that is. You think you win something big and it's like, oh, you're just selected to be in the drawing. Well, then I look a third time because it's kind of this unusual mailing. And as I look closer, I see it's from a brokerage firm. And said, on behalf of our client, this check is to go towards Great News Radio. I look again. I look a third time. Here I was thinking that there would be no way God would come through and have this last envelope contain a check for the exact amount we needed, $5,000. Needless to say, tears of joy followed as I reread the check amount and noted that this anonymous gift to Great News Radio was for... Oh, gotta go, everyone. No, I won't leave you on the cliffhanger. I looked at this check. I looked at it again. It was an anonymous gift for $100,000. Here God gave abundantly beyond what I could dream or ever imagine. It was the parting of the Red Sea miracle for me. What you also need to know, behind the scenes we were praying hard because we knew in 2 months we had to come up with another $100,000 payment. And we just didn't know how God was going to provide that. And there's a thing called donor fatigue where you can only ask the listeners or ask the donors over and over again so many times before they get worn out. But God made a way that day, and within those 2 months, we came up with the additional $5,000 and made that payment. Let me also share thank you, God, for all those $5 and $10 and $20 gifts and those faithful givers all these years that have helped us pay all of our bills on time. So as incredible as the $100,000 anonymous gift was, and a life lesson for me, here I thought $5,000 would be too extravagant or outrageous to even believe God would provide. I also have to credit all the faithful givers of those widows' mites that have sustained us and carried us through. Well, I hope you're encouraged by some of the various ways that people have been praying behind the scenes for God to work in and through this radio ministry. I count it a very privileged position to see God answer firsthand all these prayers and provide for this ministry. And so thank you for your prayers, everyone. Father God, you're an incredible God that delights to answer our prayers. Help us first and foremost know Jesus, your Son, the Christ, so that our lines of communication are always open to you. Help us learn to pray very specifically so we can see in a tangible way how you answer, but let us also pray according to thy will and be surrendered to your ways. Help us, O God, and lead us in the days ahead. Keep us in your word and give us ideas and proddings so we can best pray and intercede for others. And help us not hold back. Help us pray big, because you're a big and glorious God. And we say these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for bearing with me as I share a little of some of the ways that God has answered prayer in this radio ministry. Lots of other things could have been shared and spoken about and talked through. But these were five areas that I felt really comfortable and confident that I could just say, look at how great God is. May you learn to pray more intentionally in the days ahead. And write us and let us know how God is answering your prayers. Our address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. You say, Mark, I'm driving. I didn't have a chance to write it down or grab a pencil, or I'm in between errands. Okay, I'll say it a little slower. It's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. We love getting your mail, your comments, your prayer requests, your program suggestions, the things you like or love about this radio ministry. And Karen, she loves to hear your voice. Right, Karen? Our office manager extraordinaire. Sometimes Bethany assists and answers the phone. But if you want to call in, maybe even give a gift through your credit card. We accept Visa, Discover, and MasterCard. Or you want to call in and just make sure you're on our mailing list, because I'm working on our new improved updated program guide, and we'll mail that out, Lord willing, in a few weeks. You can contact us at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Now, for our Indiana listeners, or maybe some of you listening to our streaming audio at greatnewsradio.org, or listening to this program on our archived programs link, if you're out of the area or out of state, we have a special 800 number for you. It's 1-888-333-9466. That's 1-888-333-9466. And actually, that 9466 is WGNN. Well, listening friends, it's been a pleasure to share some of the God-sighting stories. There are so many of them, big and small, all small to him, maybe sometimes bigger to us. That's from our framework, or our point of view anyway. But we serve a God who can do incredible things. And so I hope you will, if you will, put him to the test. Draw on his word, gather with other believers, seek the heart of God, ask for clarity even on how you pray and what you should pray for, and that peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.